As many who have attended my town hall meetings know, I'm a cancer survivor. And about 9 years ago, I was told I had 4 months to live. Now, the good news is I had access to some of the best health care in America. And with a profound faith in God and a great family and friends and some of the best doctors in the United States of America, I find that I'm now cured. Now, I ask a question why every member of Congress is not campaigning today to make access to quality health care for all Americans the number one domestic agenda item. I do, and I do it at every single town hall meeting because I believe very fervently that this is a true, not only disgrace, not only is it unethical and immoral, it's a national security disaster. When you have some 44 million Americans who cannot go see the doctor because they don't have access to insurance, that impacts virtually every economic, every decision that is made on a day-to-day basis by every single adult and child in this nation. And so I call on all members of Congress to join me in a campaign to move towards a single-payer system of health care in this country. Now, we do focus very much on Mr. Kuhl's voting record. That, in fact, is what this election is about. Whether it's his support for the bankruptcy bill, whether it's the fact that he cast the deciding vote for the Central American Free Trade Agreement, which he and I ardently disagree on, whether it's not he ran back on a Saturday night to cast a vote in the Terri Schiavo case, something I take very personally because I was on a hospital deathbed, and I was told that I had one chance in 10 of surviving. And my wife and I had the conversation that, unfortunately, tens of thousands of Americans have every day. You know, what do you do in the case that the medical care goes wrong while you're on the operating table? I never thought in my worst nightmare that answer would be forced down my throat by Tom DeLay trying to make a political adventure out of the very, very challenging and tragic Schiavo medical case, which was a family issue and certainly not an issue to be debated on the floor of the House of Representatives. And just a few weeks ago, I stood in front of the University of Rochester Medical Center, and I called for full federal funding of stem cell research, and that is something that my opponent held the gavel in his hand and upheld a veto of George Bush's only exercise of that veto against it. So health care is my number one issue here domestically in the United States, and unfortunately, Randy Kuhl disagrees with me on that.